Missouri Net News. I'm Alisa Nelson. The appropriations bill that passed the Democratic-controlled U.S. House this afternoon contains no funding for the USDA to move two of its agencies to the Kansas City area. The Kansas City Star reports an amendment to strike language in the bill prohibiting the relocation of the ERS and NIFA failed. The bill awards funding for the agencies as long as it isn't used as part of the relocation efforts. But Kansas City Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver tells the newspaper that he's confident funding will be added when the bill gets to the Republican-controlled Senate. The Missouri River in Jefferson City is expected to crest just below flood stage of 30 feet sometime between Wednesday and Friday. Jefferson City Public Works Director Britt Smith tells affiliate KWOS in Jefferson City the airport could be in danger of flooding again. A central Missouri man faces federal prison time for a multi-state child abuse conviction. Missouri Net's Ryan Hart reports.
A man from Slater, Missouri pled guilty today to transporting a minor over state lines to engage in sexual activity. 35-year-old Daniel Lee Kirby admitted to driving the 16-year-old victim from Tennessee back to his home in Slater. Prosecutors say he met the child on Facebook and convinced her to move in with him.
A former legislative assistant who worked at the state capitol has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison without parole on a federal pornography charge.
25-year-old Carter Ballman of Jefferson City pleaded guilty in February to one count of attempted receipt of child pornography. A federal grand jury indicted him in May of 2018. The investigation leading to his arrest began after Ballman responded to a post in April of 2018 made by an undercover decoy from the Boone County Sheriff's Department Cybercrimes Task Force who was masquerading as a 14-year-old girl. Ballman was terminated from his legislative job after his arrest. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.
The St. Louis Blues have signed Craig Berube to a 3-year coaching contract. Berube led the team this year from being ranked last in the league to its first Stanley Cup championship in the organization's history. A legally blind mid-Missouri woman takes off for England this week in hopes of classifying to compete in international equestrian shows. Deborah McAlexander of Jefferson City wants to earn a spot in the 2020 Paralympics and the 2022 World Equestrian Games with her 10-year-old Bavarian Warmblood named Cornette Noir. She says she's moving onward and upward, competing in para dressage.
Dressage horses may do 3 or 4 different types of canter, 3 or 4 different types of trot. It's a highly sophisticated, finessed, polished art form.
McAlexander is the only competing blind equestrian rider in the United States. This is Missouri Net.